I'm Liz Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey 8, formerly known as Turkey, and Syria top the headlines again. Millions of earthquake survivors desperately need help to stay alive. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says,
unfortunately, in these areas, there are so many political and ethnic barriers to this aid.
The good news? These barriers can't stop local believers.
Through partners and through our own staff, we have been getting aid to the most impacted areas. We've been sending people into northern Syria and southern Turkey so that they can be on the ground, bringing the love of Christ to these people.
Look for the response page at our website to support this work.
Right now, financial resources are really needed so that we can strengthen our presence and our aid activity on the ground at a time when we are standing in a giant gap.
And a Christian couple recently escaped arrest in China. Greg Yoder at Keys for Kids Ministry says the man helped provide Keys for Kids audio on an app for children in China for several years.
The Chinese government found out about it and shut it down after finding 100,000 kids that were actually listening to Keys for Kids on a daily basis. It was obviously the largest distribution that we had with Keys for Kids Ministries.
This couple's now in the U.S., and Keys for Kids plans to hire this former partner to launch Keys for Kids Ministries China.
Pray right now for all of the government stuff that we have to go through to get our partner the paperwork that they need to begin working with Keys for Kids Ministries. Then we need to pray for amazing funding that will come in.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.